Welcome back to Two Chicks Whitening. I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina. And today's podcast is Sake.
There she goes. She said it right. Sake. You didn't do the Geechee?
No.
Okay.
It's not over yet. It's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Once we start drinking,
no
it's
food.
Come out. No food.
Get your cameras ready. Turn your volumes up.
No food. Calvin was supposed to bring us sushi. Thank you, Calvin. Invisible.
It was going to be a long wait. I forgot.
Lie on cue. Lie on cue.
Just
say
forgot.
What you mean what you say.
It, man.
It happens.
It's sad because I was hungry too.
So when
you walked in, I know your heart dropped. Where's the vittles?
No, I had hope. I bought the little box that saw a minute. She pulled out the glasses. I was like,
what was going to be in that little box?
I don't know, man.
It's 3x3.
Sushi. Small.
Sushi. He thought it was sushi. Layered. He did.
Y'all know I need reminders and like
alarm. You don't even answer all your texts all the time. Don't play with
exactly
us.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Like, you didn't text us any last week. Only those pictures.
That's it? I didn't say, hey, how y'all doing?
No, you didn't. Not the week before you got into Nina for standing us up on our business meeting. Bus rider.
What?
She
that
talking
was
about
week.
And
that
goes,
was this week.
That was Tuesday.
Then she goes sip wine. The emoji with the wine.
She responds.
You know, I ain't say nothing. This is me looking at the phone. Calvin, she is not gonna say anything. We're not going anywhere.
We're not
okay?
Going nowhere.
This is me looking at the phone.
Okay.
And I was looking forward to it. I was like,
I was too.
Man.
Okay. And she just bust up.
Why do y'all have business meetings without me?
Man.
Kim, you invited. But last time you had to work.
You had to work.
So, you know.
What you on the, you
I wasn't invited to this one.
You was on the text message?
You was also.
No, I wasn't. That's the private line.
No. You was in the. Was she in the. You,
she was here.
I'm sorry. I was looking at her, but she don't remember either. She was
at
in
all.
The room when
yeah,
we were,
talking
about it.
Yeah, you were
it.
Here. Like you.
What
yeah,
were
you
doing?
Were invited.
Oh. I don't know. But I did make a concoction out of the three wines that we didn't like last week.
Did you bring it?
I tried to. Yeah, I did.
Like it?
I don't know. I felt like I was missing something. I don't know. I was playing around
with it. I'm going to drink it today after I get some food.
Okay. So the four sake wines that we actually got, we got them all from Habersham. You got the receipt, Calvin? Because I left it in the box.
Man.
God darn. What you good for?
I need to be responsible for the freaking receipts.
Thank you. I said take a picture of it.
Calvin!
I do remember him saying that.
Take where's the picture?
Well, I can't take of a picture of a receipt that I don't have.
I ain't the one that's buying it. I just take the pictures of the bottles.
Right. Everybody has their job. Nina. Where's the receipt?
Calvin. Calvin. Anyway.
All these bottles were under $10.
All these bottles, except for one. One was like $11.99. Everything else was under $10. Which one you want to try first? Sorry, again, people.
Let's okay.
I know
we
that
get
that
it together.
One was $11.
Okay,
that, this is not 11.
I saw that
no,
one for 11.
No. That was.
Then it must be
this one.
The
black bottle Tyco, was like okay. the Tyco.
Tyco.
Tyco. Tyco. Whatever.
She spent Tyco with your money.
Love it, Kim. Love it, Kim.
Okay.
The DJ
all right.
Over
let's
here.
Do. Okay.
She over here. She okay. Anywho,
you want to do? Do you guys want to do one in between the Tyco, like,
the Tyco,
or you want to do the Tycoos okay. together?
Let's do this one because I think this one's the most popular.
It
How
is
do you pronounce it?
Gay Kakong.
Gay Kakong. Saki.
Yeah.
Sake. This is the most.
Look, you already starting.
This is the most popular.
It is
Saki in the world. Okay,
that's what they say.
And I think this bottle was like $6.98, and.
Calvin
What's
said it's $11.
I saw that bottle for more.
It's not $11.
Okay.
I think this was a $6.98. I think this was the cheapest one. I kind of remember that.
Okay.
But the thing about this one, you can either serve it cold or hot. And they were saying that a lot of times when you have sake that is served hot is because it's not a good quality sake. And so by heating it up, it brings out more of the flavors. I read that somewhere.
So, yeah, like... I also read, like, it depends on the alcohol that's inside of the sake, too. The more alcohol that you have in it, it begins to cheapen it.
Okay.
So
most of these are, what, 15 in?
Most of them are down. 15.
Okay.
So I think, like, these three.
Which are the Taiku, the two Taikus, and how you pronounce that again?
Gay, K.
Just pronounce it, girl.
I'm just, you know.
I'm not going
to. But anyway, the Taiku, the Taiku and the, I think the Gay Kakan is also, they're all premium.
Premium,
so
okay.
They're made the traditional and original way, with just the rice and the water and the.
Because they are brewed like how a beer is brewed.
Right. So okay. It's either rice and water or rice, water, and the koji mold. So, okay. Yeah.
And we have one plum.
Yeah. And it says premium, but I don't.
Takara?
Yeah.
I know that one's under $10, too.
It says premium, but I don't know.
Okay. So, which one you want to try first? The most popular?
That's fine.
Okay. So, it's tradition that you don't serve yourself. So, I'm going to serve Shanika.
So, that I can't buy that ball lunch and sit at house by myself, huh?
I'm going to serve Calvin. And Shanika, you gonna serve me?
I don't know who Shanika is. But she does not. She's not here.
You know my mama call you Shanika.
Well, your mama's not on the mic. Hey, Miss E.
Okay. Oh, what you smell?
These are a few of my.
It smells good. I think. I've never had, like, cold sake. Every time I get sake, it's warm.
Right. It didn't become prevalent until the 80s, this cold. And then, like...
I think that probably tastes better warm.
Yeah. And then, like, it changes the taste of it. Like, it doesn't take away from the taste unless you overchill or overheat the sake. Then it gets kind of bad. It messes with the aroma.
I always like when it was warm, it tastes like
I know,
water.
It just heats your body.
Yeah. It feels really good.
It heats your body up. So I prefer warm.
And isn't there like a thing where you're not supposed to really drink cold a lot of stuff? What is it? Isn't like drinking room temperature water sometimes better?
Yeah.
That's good.
Because it supposedly harms it or makes it less when you
cold. I got you.
That tastes like liquor.
It does, but I like it, though.
I like it, too.
Suck it to me.
So is sake a shot type of liquid? I mean, wine?
I know of certain small glasses, but I guess you ain't got to shoot it.
I shoot it. Yeah. I shoot regular wine.
And it shoots everything. Watch that gun range. Regular wine. Yeah. Bah, bah.
Shot, I need to learn how to do better with that because I'm one of those type of people.
She drink it like she thirsty.
I do. I drink everything like that.
I drank Prosecco like that.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I tried the Prosecco and vodka, and it knocked me out. It was really great.
I think sake is kind of like the, I read that sake is like in the vodka category, but it's a good alternative to white wine.
Calorie-wise or?
Taste.
So I'm really anxious to see what that cucumber
this
do.
This tastes like, I'm to me, sure this, did you bring the vodka today? No.
No, he's not going to bring that vodka.
You suck.
Let's try.
Okay, let's try the plum now. Let's save the Taiku for last.
Taiku.
So this is the Takara.
Yeah.
Hashimusho. I've been watching Cobra Kai on Netflix. Have y'all been watching it? Cobra Kai? Oh, excuse me. I got it. I ain't going to let it drop.
See, I am going to spill it. She done spilled it.
Sorry. Where's the napkin?
Well, since we didn't have anything to eat, no one took them out.
Who
that
fault
bus
is
that? Rolling slow.
Sorry. So we're drinking it. The way we're drinking it is considered reishu. That's what the Japanese say.
Reishu? And what does that mean?
Chilled.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly.
But Calvin and I prefer to drink it con. That's what they say, it's con.
I don't have a preference. I'll try anything warm.
I thought you wanted this warm.
No,
You think it'll be better warm?
It may taste better warm. That's what I'm saying.
Did you like it, though?
It tastes okay? like It was okay. I mean, I don't know. It was okay. Maybe it would be different. Warm.
Oh, you guys, the Takara plum smells very good. It's sweet smelling.
Oh, that does smell good. Now, the first time that we ever had sake was Muffin. She introduced us to sake. Mm-hmm. And the second time that I had sake, it was at Wasabi's, and it was plum sake.
This is very sweet.
It tastes like plums.
It tastes like fruit. Baskets.
Now what's the content on this one?
I think I would make a cocktail out of that one.
For sure.
That was tasty.
It's
tasty.
Coming.
You need my readers? Well,
no, because the writing is actually large. So is that a sake
or is that different than a sake?
No, this is a sake.
It's a sake, okay.
But
it's just plum.
It's 12.
So one's plum, one's rice? Is that how it goes?
Well, this one is considered, I think this one is considered where distilled alcohol is added. So it's not really like, it's not the traditional. These three are the traditional.
Okay.
So it's still considered sake because it's not that much alcohol added to it.
Yeah. Kim, you may like that one.
Yeah, I think she'll love that.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say I don't like alcohol?
No.
It's got 12%, but I'm just saying it's sweet. It's sweet. Have you ever had the plum? I know you said that when y'all went to Miyabi's, y'all would drink sake, but.
Right. We would drink the flavored.
Okay.
Peach.
Sometimes. Now, I've never had fruit-flavored sake.
Me neither, yeah.
So, this is pretty good.
So, you never had plum?
I never had plum.
Oh, I don't like it.
It tastes like a dessert one, right?
Right.
But usually when you go to, like, a
Japanese
restaurant, it's hot.
Yeah. It's hot.
Unless you get a cocktail. Because, like, when we used to go to King and I, they would make martinis out of sake. And so that's a thing, too, that I've seen a lot of.
Was it a chilled martini?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Made out of sake.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So, Taku.
Taku.
I think we should save the black for last.
Now, Calvin, you had Taku Black, and you had Taku Black, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I ever had Taku.
So, you never had either one? This is really good. Like,
I just like the bottles. The bottles are cute.
Yeah. I think we need to save these bottles for our new studio.
Whenever that will happen.
It's going to happen. Okay. So, yeah. So, whomever takes the bottles home.
Not I.
Said the fly. I'll take it. Okay.
We should get Calvin to pour. Here. You pour mine.
Garçon.
Thank you. This kind of smells like cucumbers.
Does it?
To me. I can smell it over here.
You can.
It felt good pouring the drink.
It smells fresh.
Well, we can make you the drink pour.
Nah, I'm good. Refreshing like cucumbers. Cucumber.
This tastes like cucumbers.
It does. It really you don't want to be the bottle girl?
Now, see, this would be good in a cocktail.
No shirt and tights. those like underwear my son like. Those popular, what is it? Ethica?
Oh, yeah.
The Victoria's Secret of drawers for men.
It's expensive too, ain't it?
What they look like?
Ethica brands?
It's been a long time.
I'll show you a photo. I did a maternity shoot with the wife and the husband had that brand on.
Yeah.
So they're expensive
and cute.
Yeah, they're expensive.
How much it cost?
I don't know. I haven't even looked. I knew it was expensive.
It's like $30 for a pair.
For one pair?
One pair. Oh. So, and that's what my son wears those.
So you bought him
the one pair or he has like a line of them?
He has a line of them.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What a lucky young man.
That's my baby. He's spoiled. He doesn't ask for much, so. Yeah.
So you don't have any Calvin?
No, I'm good.
I started to ask a question, but I'm going
to I know where it was going, though.
You know where it was going.
I don't wear them anyway, so.
My mother's present.
You don't wear drawers?
Not in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
misunderstood that one.
What? Okay. What preference? Bottom preferences? Would you like? Like when you're out
commando
in a box.
Baby. I'm joking. Not commando. It's kind of scary. I wear briefs.
You wear briefs?
Like not like the tidy whitey.
I was gonna say you wear the. You wear the what you the commercial where the podcast the Zoom you know that the Zoom commercial when they had like some event going on. It was just two couples, right? Uh-huh. So the guy walked out and he was like, he had on his tidy whiteys and he was like, oh my God, I thought this was a Zoom meeting. Do you see that one?
Yeah, I love that.
So Calvin, the whole purpose of me bringing that up, are those the kind that you wear?
No.
Okay, thank God.
You stupid.
I just want to make sure.
A suffocator.
The first thing he said was not tidy whitey.
Okay,
this is a wine podcast.
Okay. We talk about everything. We talk about everything.
Okay, let's talk about the wine first.
Don't do us like that.
Yelling at us.
I mean, like she's a mother or something.
Really?
Yeah. What you? Is it a test? You guys got to be in the studio.
I know she's right.
All right, come on. Let's go.
So we waiting on thoughts? You, Shanika.
Oh, you know,
did you like the cucumber one?
Yeah,
it was good.
It smells good.
It was refreshing. That's very refreshing.
I couldn't take like three of those.
I'm not. It's just like the taste right now, it's just not my favorite.
I would do a cocktail with that though.
Yeah.
I think
that would be a really good martini though. Think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. You all right?
That's not my favorite.
Right there.
It went down wrong.
Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
Took it slow. You hesitating on the drink.
I know. Just.
I don't want a refill of that. I'm not like a really big cucumber person.
You don't like cucumbers?
Oh, Lord. I mean, no. I'll eat them, but I'm not.
I mean, like, you know how people,
especially with vinegar.
You know how people do the water with the cucumbers?
Yeah. So I do that.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not saying I dislike cucumbers. I can only take but so much. Like, I don't have to have them. I don't. And I like the skin off of it. I don't like that thick skin. But I guess that's good for you.
Why did you fill mine all the way up to the top like that?
He wants you to fill his up just like that.
And don't spill none of it.
Says the person that spilled mine.
She really didn't pour you enough.
It's okay. She'll do it the second round.
Did you eat anything this morning?
I had my coffee with my sea moss in it. That's it.
Sea moss coffee.
That's it.
Did you eat anything this morning, Calvin?
I don't ever eat before I come.
Oh, I guess y'all was in for a surprise.
Well, I eat.
Surprise, surprise,
what's
surprise.
The surprise? Did you eat?
I had some frozen French toast.
I'm not hungry. I just always look forward to.
Yeah, it's just like a nice little.
But it's my fault, so. Shame on Calvin.
No, it's not. It's really.
It's
all
really
of
not.
It's all,
it's really
all
not
of our
fault
because we didn't communicate properly.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's not the reminder. We just didn't communicate because the last podcast was like Mama.
It was kind of Lydia. It was kind of like.
It was like she was like, not her, but y'all are gonna get this sushi. But that was it. So we really didn't have any instruction.
Exactly. She said that we were going to go in, the three of us.
Yeah. And it was no problem. We just didn't communicate.
I didn't think of it until we were riding down the road.
Oh, yeah.
It's no big deal.
I didn't think of it until I saw
the whipping post.
So I saw that little box of no food. And I was like,
dang.
Calvin, you supposed to get the sushi. Oh, well.
I don't know what this tastes like.
Rocks.
Does it? Mm-mm. It tastes like alcohol.
This one you got to have like, warm.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
This is the one warm.
This one warms you up.
And that's the one in the pretty black
now,
bottle?
Now, this one tastes like it would like more vodka-like taste. Mm-hmm. I like that one. That's my favorite.
I like that.
So you like it cold or how it is, but when you taste it warm, you be like, yeah, this.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's just different effects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It brings out different things when it's warm and when it's chilled. So, So I'm kind of like this. I'm like this.
Really? Before? You don't like the cucumber one?
I like the cucumber.
No, I'm not
one.
With the cucumber. Because I don't.
I like the Taku Black. Then
I need to make a note of this.
I like the Takari. Mm-hmm. And then I like the cucumber, and I like this one last.
Wait a minute.
But I think if I would...
You got to have that warm, though. Like,
yeah, I think if I had it warm...
Which one?
The... How you say it? Gecko?
You want me to go put some in the microwave?
The Gay K-Kong.
Yeah, go put some in the microwave in the second
they
round.
They suggest that you don't put it in the microwave, but you can. Yeah. That's a good idea, though. Put it in my... Why your face look like that?
You just said don't do it. Then you said do it in the same sentence. I'm like, I don't know what to do right now.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
go
about
ahead
it.
And do it.
No. It's no
we problem. Need food.
We need food.
But he's getting ready. He's going over. Wait a minute, Nana. I'm trying to get yours. Okay, what's your... What did you say?
The
which one? Black?
The black.
Okay.
Then the plum.
Okay.
Then the cucumber.
Okay.
And then the gecko.
Okay.
Calvin.
Cucumber.
That's just our first round, though.
Yeah,
people.
This is just the first round. We're going to see if it stays the same. And you said the plum.
Maybe if it just, like, get to room temperature, maybe mm-hmm. it'll change
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taiku for me, the
black.
The black one is really... Because it doesn't taste like anything. But I taste the alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Smooth.
That'd be
it's
so
smooth.
Good.
So
it'll
cold,
be good.
Cold's great. So warm would be like
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
So let's just like get it at room temperature.
Okay.
Because yeah. It's hot in here anyway.
So you don't want to mic it? If we do,
I
don't think
mic
it,
the bottle. It might mess it up.
It may mess it up.
Okay, so.
And you're not going to mic my glasses.
Okay. Black. What else? You want to wait to the second round?
I kind of want to say the plum.
Plum is your second? Okay.
And then cucumber, and then the other one.
And then, okay.
But I just think we're not giving justice to the most famous sake.
Because
we're not drinking it the right way.
Okay.
But it might be my number two later on. So we'll see.
Once it get to room temperature.
Okay, so this one, which one was this one for you? The second one? Or the third one?
Third, I think.
Okay.
No.
No, she
that
has black.
Last.
For me?
This one is the last one? Okay, I put it wrong. Okay, yeah. I got it.
Because plum was my second, then cucumber.
Okay,
yeah.
Then
so I guess I'm the same way as Nina then. So it's black, plum, cucumber, and then that one.
Okay. This one is really good. And you say the Taiku black, it's smooth.
It's
real smooth.
I didn't know what
smooth.
To expect.
It tastes good warm. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it was going to be good because the bottle was so little.
I thought you had it before.
I have.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember it being that smooth. Yeah.
And so that's the thing, too. They said when it's chilled, the texture is very smooth and very soft.
So with the Taikus, you can serve those chilled. Because I thought I read somewhere
you
where
can.
Those you can serve those chilled or they can be warm.
Right, because they're the premium brands, which uh-huh. is Taiku, they're preferred chilled.
Okay. Because they want you to taste all the flavors.
Right.
I think this black would F me up real quick.
So the first Taiku I ever had was Taiku Soju.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Is that correct? Like,
look.
She don't,
I had a brand
one.
Called Soju.
Uh-huh.
And it was by Taiku?
I think it was by Taiku. That was the
Soju?
First.
Soju?
Yeah. And Soju is a Korean liquor. But
it's
rice.
It's a rice wine.
It's really good, though. And
where did you get it?
So that's good. That's authentic.
The first time I had it, I got it from my homeboy that actually got deployed to Korea. He came back with a bottle.
Okay.
And then they started serving
Taiku.
Taiku
Soju. Okay.
They started serving Taiku in the States, and I had it here.
They probably have that. What's the Korean restaurant we went to, Kim? Off of Durin. They probably have it there.
Gosh, Korean
that food
barbecue.
Was good.
Yeah.
We should go there.
So the Taiku
yeah,
Soju.
We actually cooked it.
In front of you, yeah. Yeah, she cooked it. We did.
So it says the Japanese Taiko Soju is a distilled spirit from barley that is designed after the traditional Korean liquor and mm-hmm. is a low calorie alternative to vodka.
And how many, maybe that's why I like,
the
what's the ABV on that?
On the, let's see if they tell me.
That's probably why I like the Taiku Black because I'm
so
a vodka
it's from
drink.
Barley.
Mm-hmm. From yeah. barley yeah. instead of rice.
Or corn and all that. Like, yeah. Which I try to, a lot of corn vodka, that's not good.
Okay, so it said, ooh, 20%.
Wow.
My God. Calvin?
Truth.
Did y'all drink it straight or were y'all chasing it with something?
Well, he was like, he came back, he's like, bro, you got to try this stuff, man. It's crazy. I tried it.
That's what he was doing?
That's it.
That was after he tried it?
After he tried it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we,
yeah,
we,
yeah.
we tried it and then we went out to the club. I'm like, this shit's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. Shorty got down, said, come and get me.
I'm going to tell you why that's so funny, because that was around the same time.
Right, I know.
Everybody had on them.
In the club with your homies.
Everybody had on white shoes and blue jeans.
Look, was they stomping Calvin's?
With a baseball hat?
Hey, A-Town hats. A-Town hats. I don't even like the Braves. A-Town hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot, we thought we was in Korea.
Everybody's not going to get that. Everybody's not going to get it.
A sure?
Oh, God. Okay.
That's some good times.
That was good.
Yeah. I like that one. Because maybe, because mm-hmm. I'm a vodka drinker, maybe that's why that is my number one.
That's my number one. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was your number one.
No, no. No, no. See, this is my order here.
So only thing we switching is
the plum.
Yeah.
You and I. So well, we're gonna wait to get to room temperature.
So that's second for you though.
What?
The gig can.
Yeah, that's second for me right now. This is not gonna change. And this is not gonna change.
I got you.
Okay.
So you saying the middle two will
the middle two may possibly change. Right now, I know these two are definitely not going to change because I'm not a cucumber girl.
What's wrong with cucumbers?
Well, there's nothing wrong with eggplants, but cucumbers, I just don't. Because I knew that's where Calvin was going.
I wasn't going in there.
Yes, you were. You play so much. Come on, let's pour it up.
I'm lost.
Calvin's not lost. I'm lost also. Stop it.
I'm not lost. I'm just.
She's talking about she
well,
lost.
Well, for once, I'm not lost.
Well, I know you're not lost.
Round seven, go. Bing, 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 bing.
Look. And that is the effects of sake. You see how Calvin's acting?
On two chicks whining.
Right. Look, he needs some food, y'all. Some man, rice, look. Something.
Something. Some bread. Yo, I bet he'll eat bread today.
Luckily, I cooked some lima beans and some potatoes last night, so I can get that when I get home.
But you have to work, right?
I gotta go.
Are you gonna leave here and go get something to eat?
No, I'm gonna go to work first and then go home.
Wow, it must be nice.
Oh wow,
you got lima beans and rice at home.
Yeah, I should have brought it.
Do you have meat in the beans?
No.
Oh yeah, you should have brought it. I love lima beans.
Me too.
Make a note.
So you know I go to the farmer's market and the dude,
oh yeah,
yeah. So the guy there usually has lima beans if it's in season, but I had some that was frozen.
Okay, so let me ask you. So there's two different type of beans. There's a small lima, and then there's the big one. Are they both lima beans?
Yes, one's a baby.
One's green and one's brown.
Correct.
I like the big ones.
Me too.
Okay. Look at this heifer is already. Did you get yours, Calvin?
I'm good.
You're not going to get any more?
Yes, I am.
You better get this before it's gone.
Because it's going to be gone. I ain't lying.
I did pour myself some.
You're not supposed to pour yourself. What
That's
you doing?
All right.
Lori,
all right.
We believe in faith, not luck.
Yeah, we believe in faith. This is good.
We tried to told you.
I think this bottle is going to be gone. You tried to told me. That's you speaking.
I tried to told you.
Improper
what is
English?
That? Yeah.
It's not. We're not going to put that as Geechee.
That's Ebonics.
There's such a thing as Ebonics.
Teacher.
She's quiet. So I've been reading this book. What's that about, Kim?
I think she's analyzing
I love
us.
The book.
What's I'm the just book? Hearing
What's
about
the book
today. What's
the name of the
today.
Book, Kim?
What's the book?
And give us the author as well.
Britt is the author.
Britt? Does Britt have a
last
name?
Wait a minute.
Oh, she's not ready.
I didn't know you were going to talk about the book, but I guess it does have something
to do with our theme.
So what's the title of
the book? The Vanishing
Half
is the name of the book.
The Vanishing Half?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It is written by
The Vanishing
Britt
Half.
Bennett. That's interesting. The Vanishing Half. What does that make you think of?
It's that about half of something.
A terrible magician.
Half of something
He's
is
drunk,
going
y'all.
To go missing possibly.
Wow. Which half
because,
is that?
You know, vanishing means to disappear.
The black half.
Yeah, the black
half. There we go.
So the
no,
book.
The half that's missing?
Yeah, it's the black half, I would think.
Well, what
you
it's
think?
The white half.
You think it's the white half that's missing?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's about
half.
Two sisters who actually one passes as white and the other is black.
Right.
So how does that happen?
Colorism. Okay. Which is prevalent in our community. Right. Even today, which is kind of sad because I wouldn't think that, you know, that would be something that we still would be dealing with.
Well, we're still dealing with slavery.
Everything,
so.
Yeah.
A lot of things, the results from that. But it kind of makes me think of a book that I read many years ago. You remember the Delaney sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Right, half of their siblings passed. Mm-hmm. Right. Half of them passed and half of them stayed black.
That's history. I mean, that's been
right. So it's nothing new.
It's been written about ever since Nella Larson wrote Passing, which was about a black woman who passed as white. And I think that one, was it based on a true story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I saw on, I don't know if it was.
And she's one of the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah, she is one of the Harlem Renaissance.
So look her up if you've never heard of her.
Right. But. It was a show, a talk show that I watched recently where the white lady didn't know that her mom was actually black.
Right.
Yeah.
And she had passed all this time and she didn't really know.
She didn't know.
Black until she died. Right. And she started looking into the history. So you
and
know,
this, and from that too, half of her family also passed, I thought, or no. Did part of her family pass?
I believe so. Uh-huh. But I know the part that she contacted, those were the black people.
Okay.
That they, you know, went as black.
So just for the listeners, because I know we have a lot of young listeners, explain to them how you determine a person has passed.
Okay. So
what's the test?
We have the brown bag test.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, nowadays.
Explain the brown bag test, because a lot of them don't know.
Well, back in the day, if you were the darker than the brown bag, then you couldn't pass.
Right.
Anything lighter than a paper brown bag could pass.
Right.
Well, and that was even done like in memberships, like black societies.
The Boleys.
You had to.
Cotillions.
Yeah, you had to be a certain
sororities,
color.
Fraternities.
Right. To be accepted.
So the term pass means to be accepted, basically.
Right. Not death, but to be accepted.
But a lot of times, when you talk about the brown bag challenge or the brown bag test, you're talking
don't do it
about
as a challenge.
Look,
yes. Please don't do it as
she
a challenge.
She just messed up. She got a lot going on. She's responsible for challenges, too. Exactly. So, yeah.
It's challenging being here. That's why we were late today. My fault. This
it's okay.
It's okay. Nobody, we
right,
fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the brown bag test, it goes straight into colorism because mm-hmm. back in the day, like, my mom was darker than a brown paper bag, but she was still brown skin. So people treated people who were darker than a paper bag as less than humans. And I'm not talking about white people. We're talking about black people.
It's our own culture.
So it was
our own.
Yes. So it was a societal thing.
Right.
You know, if you were brown skin, you know, my mom, what did she say? If you were.
Talking to the mic.
What did she usually say? Something about it being brown. You wrong, and if you black, get back. That was the thing when she was growing up in the 40s and 50s. And if you were darker than a paper bag, you were looked down upon. You were thought to be ugly, dark, and that goes back to Brown versus Board of Education also, because when little girls look at themselves, well, the whole premise behind Brown versus the Board of Education was that when you are not given if you are not placed in a class with the same type with different types of people, that you are not given the same kind of education. So when Thurgood and all the other people went to challenge, you know, segregation, because they said that separate was equal. But we know that if all kids are not learning together, different nationalities, colors, you know, whatever you want to call it, ethnicities, the word we talked about today. If you are not placed in, you don't know that we learn alike.
Right.
We learn from each other.
Right.
So when you talk about the brown paper bag test, you're talking about dividing a culture.
Right.
Because when one part of a culture feels that they are better, then the part that doesn't feel that they're better are treated and treated like that. They have a cycle, you know, they begin to think.
It's a stigma.
It's a stigma because you hear a lot of times from people that you know, oh, she think because she Well, we have different terminologies to describe each other. So, high yellow.
High yellow, yeah.
Right.
Oh, she think because, or she light skinned.
Our black is in now. You know,
yeah.
When my brother was in school,
was black,
our blue. Boys were not.
Black, yeah, if you black, know, blue, then, you yeah. know, which is like the darkest.
Sexy color.
But, you know,
that never hindered Eric, though.
Yeah, he's in the always 70s had, and 80s,
yeah.
you know.
Light skin was in.
Now, light skinned it. You know.
Light skinned it.
Baby.
So
Eric.
It's a range.
Always had confidence.
Well, it's a range.
I think we all have confidence.
I suffered from that.
Not everybody.
Being a darker person.
You talking about the Crawfords?
I'm talking about the Crawfords.
Yeah, the Crawfords got confidence.
Okay.
Well, I suffered from that being darker. And until I really looked in the mirror and saw that I wasn't really dark.
Right.
I'm yeah. more of a brown.
So yeah.
And I'm a
so
pecan
can I,
tan.
Can I ask a question to kind of get it?
What you are, Shaniqua?
I don't know. What am I?
Yeah, I think you're a little lighter than a pecan. I think you and Lori are a little lighter than.
What is that?
I think you guys are caramel. Yeah.
Caramel? Like,
well,
I'm a little
Shaniqua
darker
was a
than
little
her.
Darker than her. Yes. Yeah,
so that's why I say I'm like a pecan tan.
No.
So where do you
I don't think
I'm
caramel.
Like a walnut.
What do you think it all comes from?
No, I'm not that light.
Uh-huh. Say again.
It all comes from slavery.
I get that part. But there's a transition there where we kind of
it comes from us.
That's what I'm saying. So like it's still alive and well now,
right?
As we can see.
In the 21st century, you still yeah, have people
still,
that say
exactly, yeah.
light is right.
Mm-hmm. But
light is better.
Yeah, some people say
they want to be close
wants
to
sugar diabetes.
Right.
You know, meaning that they don't want the
darker. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. It
yes.
is what it is.
Yes, that's an excellent book, by the way. It explains all of this. That's. I mean, it's an excellent book. I read it in high school, and it explains colorism. You know, really good.
And just to give you also two stories, colorism is alive and well in every race.
Every
yes,
race.
Every race.
And we don't know that because yeah. no one says it.
Exactly. Right.
Well, Asians, I know Asians go through it as
yeah.
well.
And even yeah. one of my mentors, he's an artist. He taught me a lot about the field I'm in now. Oh, he had a story where his mom or his grandma was trying to scrub his little sister
right.
with a Brillo pad because she was too tan.
And what nationality are they?
They're white. So.
Oh, wow.
So is she like just originally? Just she just has tan
she,
skin.
She's
she doesn't
European.
Tan.
They're well, Europeans?
They, well, they,
or?
He said that they have Native Americans somewhere down the line.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, literally. But he's like, she was too tan. So she was literally trying to scrub her skin.
Wow.
And then you have the stories of Sammy Sosa.
Who bleached
his skin. Because he wanted to feel lighter. Because
he wanted to be accepted.
But in the Hispanic culture, they do deal with that as well.
Yeah, they do.
Right, especially the ones from Dominican and places.
Right.
And that's just, and it amazes me, like, I think it was my cousin or somebody. And then when you just, I think I talked about this before. When you look at somebody, you really think that, okay, they're a black person, but they're not necessarily black. So when this guy opened up his mouth, he was speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. They have darker skin than us.
Yeah.
You know, they do.
Yeah.
So you can't go by that.
I mean, Africans are in every nationality.
Every nationality. Yeah. So if you see, like, one of my former, I mean, he's not, well, he's an attorney, and he's African. So you would think, okay, African is black. No.
No.
He's white, straight hair. His skin is darker, like, okay, a tan Caucasian person.
Yeah.
And the way he speaks is differently, but he's from Africa.
And he considers himself African.
He considers
that's
himself
just like
African,
from,
period.
That's just like one of my Indian customers. He considers himself African
is
first.
Is that the guy that brought us the drinks? Or
yes.
No?
Yeah.
Yes.
He considered himself, what? No, 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 no.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah.
No, 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 no.
You okay?
That's the one that, don't start.
Y'all are fine.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the one that gave us all the scrubs and the stuff that I gave you.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
They're African.
Okay,
first.
Okay.
They consider themselves Africans first.
Right.
Before they consider themselves Indians.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it's like.
It's
colorism
different levels.
Is different levels
yeah.
in every culture, you know? And the thing is also, it's like people marry within their color.
Do you think that one race deals with colorism, has to deal with colorism more than the other? Do you think?
I think we deal with it more.
Yeah. I agree.
So we deal with it more, and I think the hardest part about it is, although we can say it came from slavery, we can't pinpoint historically beyond that point.
Right.
So we identify with the closest thing that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like where we might have colorism, we still really don't really, really know where it came from. Like,
right.
We get it that it was probably embedded in us because you had house slaves and field slaves. We understand that point. But going back further than that to the defeat colorism, we can't because that's the first thing we know. So it's like, I feel as if it could be something that we can easily get rid of.
If we all come together.
If we come together. And that's so impossible.
So right it's now. Not going. We're not going to get rid of it.
Nah. It's got to be like some major, major event that causes us to be like.
But like you said, it's taught. So if you grew up in a household
where your parents are,
oh, don't marry anybody darker than you, or your baby's going to look a certain way, or they're going to have a certain type of hair texture. I mean, this is the stuff that, like, was preached to people, like, during the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Or is instilled with even now.
Right.
Like, you could be like, your dad can marry a lighter complexion woman, and now they have kids, and they may follow the same suit. You know what I'm saying? So it's
And then you also have to, another thing that a lot of people don't understand, too, is, like, sometimes you put up with stuff on your job. Like a lighter skinned person may not get the same treatment as a darker skinned person.
And they won't. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because your appearance, I'm not saying this is for all people,
ethnic.
But some people look at that as being too.
They do.
You know? That's something that we face.
Yeah. And you know, but it's funny,
silent.
Because I never even think about stuff like that until you bring it up and you're like, you got a good point.
Yeah.
You're like, because you don't just like,
they don't feel it. Some people don't feel intimidated by a lighter skinned person compared to a darker skinned person.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And a lighter skinned person might have, you know, a perm, whereas a darker skinned woman might feel more secure with natural hair.
Right.
And that's coming out more now, us using natural hair.
Yeah.
But one of the things I wanted to touch on that somebody said earlier about the different people and different nationalities, when we went to Cuba, we saw white Cubans and black Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's that.
It's just not skin color. You know what I mean? You can't associate that. So.
And I think that's what I'm saying. Like, something crazy has to happen to where you have a situation where you have no choice but to unify. That's kind of happened in Cuba. Now it's like more about your government versus the people in a situation where we went to Cuba and we went to this place. It's called the Old Factory. It's an art factory. But it was just, you know how in here, like, everyone's dressed the same, but it's in the same circle. Mm-hmm. Like, there you saw different colors, different styles, and they're all just people just enjoying their individualism. And although they may be in a worse situation than we are because their government may not have their best interest, they came together and said, you know what? We're Cuban.
Right.
That's it.
Period.
And at first, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever. There's still colorism here. I couldn't find it.
Because I couldn't find it in Cuba either.
I was trying to because I could not believe that you were still certain people at work. So I found colorism, but it was in the government sector, not the individual.
So the lighter skin Cubans worked the government jobs.
It wasn't like that. It was more your family name that worked in government. Whether they were light or dark, it didn't matter. But you didn't see it amongst the regular community. Mm-hmm. You were Cuban no matter what. And I think that's
the way it should be.
Exactly, yeah.
If you're American, you're American.
Right,
whether you're white, black, Chinese.
But we're going to live with that to the end of time.
But I believe something can happen to where it's like, yo, like, we got to come together.
Do you really think that's going to happen, though?
It's got to be something crazy.
In our lifetime?
It's got to be something like aliens coming to the planet.
The Trump administration, because I think he is instilling fear in differences instead of, you know, what diversity should bring is that we are different, but we're all
together.
Common
yeah.
because we're humans. So, you know, right now it hurts me to live in America where people are being treated the way they are. I feel like, you know, as a kid, I said, oh, I wish I had been in the civil rights movement to see all these things. I wanted to participate. Well, right now, we're in a civil rights
movement. We are.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't stopped. Since 1865, it hasn't stopped.
It's just different. And now it's legalized
lynching,
Jim Crow.
And lynchings and just everything that's been going on. Seven times. That was unnecessary.
That's the thing about it.
And then this kid in Kenosha that's going with a rifle.
The 17-year-old. I think his name is Kyle.
And he shot two people. And I'm just
He shot two people and he beat up a girl.
And I'm just like, really? Really? He's 17.
Yeah, I know.
Before he did all this, he was helping clean up all of the rioting stuff. They said that before, maybe like an hour or two before.
I just think sometimes we need to work on our own community. First.
We do need to work on our own community.
But first. We also need to work on the people who are in our community that's there to infect our community. What I mean by that is they were people.
Good point.
We protest peacefully. We don't want no problems, like, at all. Like, it gets me so irritated when the protesting turns to rioting, and the people that are rioting are the ones taking advantage of the system. It's like, wait a minute. We didn't do this to riot. We did this to say, this is how we feel.
Right.
And now, if there's people in the crowd, the thing you understand about the young kid, the 17-year-old, there are other people that were in the crowd that was just being criminals.
Right.
Period.
Right. And that happens. You're gonna have it doesn't matter what kind of protest it is, there's gonna be looters.
Of course. Yeah.
Period. And they pry on that.
Exactly.
And then what happens is the looters take over the story.
Exactly. Right. And then, we get all the blame for
and
that.
And we get all the blame. Exactly. Right. And that's not the case.
And people need to understand that as well. I think like a lot of the American public don't understand that. Most of it is peaceful.
I think they understand. They want to use that as an excuse to keep beating us down.
Thank you. Because whenever someone says Black Lives Matter and someone else says all lives matter.
Yeah. Right.
For one, they're trolling and they know what they're doing.
Right.
They're trying to deflect the understanding.
Of
course, I don't have to explain all lives matter to nobody.
Right.
Because it does matter. But at the end of the day, you're not understanding what we're trying to say.
Right.
We're not trying to say one matters.
Kim had sent me of this guy, this white guy, and he was just cussing out the cop, and he didn't do nothing. Nothing.
Oh, the cop had a gun pointed
and
at
he
him.
Had a gun, but he didn't shoot it. He didn't do anything. It was a two-part video. And I said, and I told Kim, by the second part, if it was a black person, they would have been dead.
I mean, it's many of those videos.
Yeah.
It's many of them.
It's a lot, yeah.
But I think a lot of times that people who are rioting, I agree that a lot of criminals are criminals. It doesn't matter if they're white, black.
They take advantage of whatever's going on.
Crime is crime. Crime is crime. Right. There's no such thing as black on black. It's crime.
Period.
But I also think that a lot of times there are people who don't understand how to handle their frustration.
That's true.
I believe that.
That they get angry, and that the only way they can express themselves is to throw a rock or, you know, do something that's all of us.
But that's all of us.
But, I mean, you see it every day.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to handle anger.
They don't.
Especially if you had
to deal with this, not us, but you see it on a regular basis. Just like, you know, we have our Caucasian friends. Okay, well, we're tired of hearing about it. We're tired, but we deal with this every day. And we're also tired.
Yeah.
We have kids, you know. And it's just, it's a lot. We're tired, we're worn out, we're mad, and we're not getting any help.
So how do you talk to kids? Or do you talk to kids about what's going on?
You do talk to kids. I talk to my kid all the time. And there is a fear. And there is no trust.
I think that fear is justified.
It is justified.
It's justified. This is my scary part. I don't have kids, but this is my scary part whenever I do have a child, is children have a level of innocence.
They do.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So you almost have to, like, break the innocence.
You have to.
To make them understand what it is.
Because there's no right way.
But it's sad because kids don't get. Nowadays, I think, like, we may have been the last generation.
They think differently.
To have innocence. Because I think kids nowadays, they don't have that sense of innocence. Because you have internet. You have social media. You have television. I mean, you got round-the-clock news, stuff we didn't have when we was growing
that
up.
That is true, but if my son who's never been in trouble, right, my son's never been in trouble, so at the point in time when he's faced with a cop, I've done nothing wrong, right?
Right.
Nothing wrong at all. How do you prepare a black child for coming face-to-face with a cop, even when you're compliant? You can't really teach them that because you still lose your life when you comply.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nine times out of ten.
And that's the difference. And if you let, so you say you have media and all this kind of social media, all that kind of stuff, right? You have all those things at the fingertips of a child, right? Mm-hmm. So the part about the innocence part of the children is kids don't know everything.
They don't.
So now you open up a Pandora's box of knowing everything, and you're like, whoa. But if you look at that perspective from a different kid, race, religion, ethnicity, whatever, that kid may watch Fox News all day with his parents, and he's just being spread fear. Where Fox News standpoint is, we just want to make money. I don't care. Right. Or they watch CNN, and it's like, oh. Or they watch MSN, have all these avenues. I only remember one news station when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
News is not wasn't meant to be made for profit.
There you go.
That's the point.
It was meant to inform you, not to
make profit.
Thank you.
So you have a news channel for every political view, basically.
Exactly.
Now.
So now it depends on what. And then it's sad because now people who are historically Republican or historically Democratic. It's like they're getting so much more information out that may be far, far right or far, far left that they're like, oh, I didn't know that. For example, let's just say this. For example, it's not political, but it's more weather related. So New Orleans just reported, or Louisiana reported, the Weather Channel reported, that they've never seen a hurricane as strong as a Category 4 than the one that just they had last Monday. Katrina was a 5.
I know.
How you gonna tell me? I ain't stupid.
Because Lake never Charles had a, is more of a white area.
But doesn't I can't even. But you can't even say that. You just say why would you inform, misinform? You misinform because you want to make a story. You want to make money,
right?
So you're misinforming the public when
they're trying to scare it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's important when it comes to politics. Not just listen to the news that you support, you know, the politics that you support. You're supposed to listen to everything.
And you're not supposed to.
We have to educate our kids. We can't just let them sit in front of the TV and come up with their own.
Do your research.
Yeah, you have to talk to them. And I agree with Nana said when she said about the innocent. I know, I had to stop and think before I said it because I started to say Lori. But, you know. Nudity wasn't something that we knew. Mm-hmm. I mean, I seriously, and I might be a fool, I thought that when you lay down in the bed with a man, you know, that was sex. Because that's all I saw, the curtain blowing, and we knew that they had sex, but we didn't see it. Now, shown on TV.
All you got
everything.
To do is Google free porn, and they'll show you all these websites.
Sure will.
See, I didn't even know that. But I'm telling you, I bet you my kids know it.
I bet you your kids do know that.
I bet you they know it.
I guarantee your kids know it. I guarantee.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to catch my son.
Nothing is hidden from children now.
Nothing.
So parents sometimes don't hide things either.
So with that being said, kind of going back to the colorism idea. So when you're teaching and you have a school, there's kids that have that same colorism situation going on, even at a young age, right? Mm-hmm. And it hasn't stopped.
Right. There are more mixed children now than there have ever been.
So let me ask you this with the mixed kids, because it's funny that you say that, because I was watching Unsung this morning. I was watching DeBarge, and they were biracial. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we just thought it was light-skinned.
They were light-skinned. Yeah. Curly hair,
just light-skinned. So, they were saying with them being biracial that they went through so much because the white kids didn't accept them because it wasn't white enough. The black kids didn't accept them because
there was no category for them.
So how are they now in school? So, I mean.
It just depends on how they're being raised.
Yeah.
If they are being raised with both parents, then they're even.
Yeah.
you know, they have a more sense of direction of who they are.
As a person.
As a person. If okay. they're being, like, for example, a mixed child being raised by a black parent, they're black. That's what they associate with. A mixed child being raised by a white parent, they're white. That's what they associate with.
But the world see them as black regardless.
The world sees
because what is that drop,
a drop?
One drop,
a drop
of
a powerful race.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a powerful race.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't consider themselves black.
Let me tell you something. I'm so proud to be black. I wouldn't want to be any other race.
Me
we're so
either.
Unique.
Well,
we're so beautiful.
Things, we are creative.
Oh, my God.
One of the things that Lori and I were talking about on the way when we were talking about the book was who could play the sisters. Because, you know, in the book, they can pass. Everyone in the town is, like, light-skinned.
No one is darker than the paper bag? Cardboard.
Okay.
No one is darker than a cardboard.
They're okay. The twins' family are, like, the founding people of this town. And they're all light. So.
But they're not well off because they work as.
They had to quit school.
Yeah, they had to quit school because they worked as domestics. So they're not well off. But this town is just a town of.
White people, light skinned white
mulattoes, basically. Right.
And you're referring to the book.
We're referring to the book.
The book is really good.
Me and Calvin haven't read it.
And what's the
yet.
Book called again?
The Vanishing Half.
It's really
Britt
good.
Bennett.
It's just, to me, it's depressing because, like, you come so far to get civil rights that in your own community you can't even be.
You can't.
Because we discriminate against each other.
That's terrible, man.
Crabs in a barrel.
And I hate to say that. Because
it's true.
I just wish one day that we can be away from that stereotype.
It won't be in our lifetime.
Well, listen,
I don't think so.
You know, the crabs in a barrel, there's another side to that. How do you know that instead of trying to pull the crab down, he's not trying to actually lift the crab up? Have y'all never heard of that before?
Yeah, I have.
Has the crab always fallen?
That's not his fault that he's trying to help him up.
I don't know if he's trying to help him up.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
It's already a bad analogy anyway.
It's a horrible.
We shouldn't be looked at as crabs in the first place.
Yeah.
But the understanding is should be more of we're so stuck in the box that we don't know how to get one out. So how can you get several people out? Mm-hmm. That's what it should be more correlated to because it's not our system. You put us in a system.
It's not our system. Say it one more time.
So you put us in a system or in a box that we don't know how to get out of. What you expect to happen.
But if we work together, we can get out of that box.
Maybe.
Because.
That's if we all
crabs,
work together.
Yeah, that's what the crabs have to get on top of each other to lift that person up. Keep doing it. And then once the last crab is in there, then we kind of. That's what we need to do, but we won't do it.
You know, W. Du Bois said that. The talented 10th.
Yeah.
That's what it meant. You know, when you get your education, then
you
go back to
your community.
You
help
somebody
else.
And they forgot that
part. But you know what? Colorism breaks all of that down.
It's a mentality. Because there's a lot of us
better than me.
That
I don't
won't let you know how you got this or how you did this.
No.
Or I will tell you.
Because I'm too afraid that you will bypass me.
I don't want to lose that position.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yes. Why do we do that?
It's just
and
it's,
that
no,
just goes
I,
back
I feel
to
that
what
it's
we talked
in us.
But that just go back to a couple episodes ago where we were talking about community. There is no true black community.
No, we think we made it. Moving on up.
Like the Jeffersons.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think when we were colored, there was a true black community. When we were colored.
Because we were essentially forced to be in that situation. The second you open that door to get us out, what we do? We run.
The second integration happened.
The second. It's like,
you know,
oh, cool. We just like them now.
It was like the.
No, we not.
Yeah, the destruction of the black community.
Literally.
Because when we were colored, we were proud. We helped each other. You know, we were like, you know how people say Mexicans, there'll be 12 living in one house. When we were colored, that's how we were.
That's how we were.
Yeah.
So with every part of advancement, it took away from us. Because when we were colored, we didn't do what people outside of colored people did.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. People like my mom feel, my mom was considered colored. They feel that when society mixed we took on all of their bad things. Yes, we were given the same treatment and we were
somewhat,
equal.
Somewhat.
To an extent. But with that equality came all of the negative things.
Yeah,
there's
a price
the other,
you had to pay for that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is a topic that can go on forever.
And it reaches so many things. I mean, you can talk about it through politics, religion, I mean, education. It's just.
Yeah, but I do. I can't say I don't believe we can't get rid of this in our lifetime. I think, like I said, something dramatic has to happen.
I'm
to
not
where,
convinced.
And it's hard to be convinced. And I'm being hopeful, which is probably.
I mean, I would love to
like
see
it. It's probably like the black part of me. You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see it, but I'm just thinking of our people.
Yeah, I understand. I agree 100%. But, you know, it's like you.
We're the community. We, our race.
I think it will help with the younger people because it seemed like this Generation Z is
they're different.
They're different from
us. They're different because they don't believe the things that we've experienced. They don't believe that. They don't believe fire is hot because that's the old days.
But however,
they don't believe it until
they see it. They experience it.
Until they almost lose it.
But go ahead.
So think about it this way. So I get it. We all free and dandy until I'm about to lose my freedom. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if one side has the most freedom and opportunity and they're going to lose that, then that's when they say, let me rely on history here. My skin color gets me out of this. Let me work on that part right quick.
Privilege.
You know what I'm saying? So now they shift to that other side.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They experience it. Like my son experienced it in his school.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He sees.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this side, they allowed to do this and mm-hmm. this. But then my side, he sees it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I introduce it to him. But he's beginning to see the difference races.
So you have talked to him.
Oh yeah,
about
I talked
it.
To my child, and he sees it with his own eyes school and as an athlete too. Oh, yeah.
And I guess that's the thing, like how Kim and I grew up. We grew up knowing our history,
mm-hmm.
and I think sometimes parents don't let their kids or don't explain their kids their history because they feel it's in the past. But that's not like a past that they should not know about.
Right. Exactly. They need to know about it.
They need to know
about
it.
An example. And I look at kids and I look how they interact with white people, with Mexican people, and you know, and I look how Mexican people interact with white people and brown people, you know, and I sit there and I look at my kids and I think they they're equal. They really think that they're equal to this white child. They really in their mind. They really believe that they're equal. So when I was teaching in a school that was predominantly black, I had one white child and 24 black children. The white child didn't. Okay, I'm hurrying. The white child. Didn't want to do his work, and so you know, I'm like, okay, I can't make you do it, but you know. And so the black child, I said, okay, now you get your paper out, you get started. And he looked at, he's like, you making me do it, but you're not making him. And so the other child says, because you don't get it, he going to get a job.
You better come through.
He's
going to
get a
facts.
Job because of his color.
Right.
You're brown and black. We got to work hard. The child said this.
Oh, wow.
The child said it. You not understand it. And no, I can't make this child do anything, but I know your mama. Get out your paper and your pencil. Let's go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because they think they're equal. These kids actually believe that they are equal.
Until, though.
But they are equal.
They're supposed to be equal.
Yeah, they're never going to be treated equally.
They're never going to be treated. That's why I said
white privilege is alive.
It's alive and strong. Until they experience the difference, they're going to really think they're equal.
Yeah.
And I had a white girlfriend when all this started happening, George Floyd. She was like on Facebook, what do I tell my child? I said, you don't tell your child anything. You show your child.
That's right.
You know. My parents.
That's where the change comes from.
Yeah, my parents grew up in the segregated South, calling boy and girl and cleaning white people's houses and stuff. But we still saw white people in the house. So you learn your history, and you learn that every black person isn't from.
And you know your worth. And that's like my whole thing. If you know your history, you know your worth. That's so therefore, you can date somebody outside of your race.
That's right.
Every black person isn't good, and every black person is not bad, and every white person is not good. You have to treat people
according to
how your relationship is.
Right. And I told
and
people,
that
I,
needs to be taught.
I never had a problem with the positioning or the skin I'm in because I understood what I was facing.
Right.
And in football, defense wins championships to me. If I know what the offense is trying to do, I know how to react.
Right.
But I got to be really smart.
That's right.
Because I cannot deny the fact that. And I know I got colleagues that are every race. And we believe the same way. All my colleagues that live on defense, we do extremely well because we know what's in front of us.
Right.
But he said, like, a lot of my friends, like, Calvin, you understand, like, I'm not black. I'm not this color. I'm not that color. But at the end of the day, to live in that light is reckless because you're living in a way of saying, I could do whatever I want. It don't matter. I wake up and I do whatever I want to do. And those are the people committing the most crimes, the most abuses, and those are the majority of the people that we end up electing to our Senate seats, our president.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Right,
a joke.
It's ridiculous. It's like, wait a minute, how are we letting these people pass, and they terrible people, but they live on a different level of offense that we can't really. Why do you think Ada get in trouble for everything?
Say that again.
They get in trouble for everything.
Who gets in trouble for everything?
These very, very wealthy individuals.
Uh huh.
That are in.
We'll drink it if he don't want it. Look.
That are in these high positions. It's because they don't care about what happens to them.
No.
Because tomorrow, I'm like, all right, cool, that's a felony. All right, good. Well, I'll just get another one tomorrow.
And that's how they see it. Because. They know that nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's good. I got enough money to take care of that. It's no problem. But it's just shocking. But, you know, at the end of the day, I pray as a community we get stronger and stronger and stronger. And I hope that we just keep continuing to learn and learn. But we got to really put people in position to represent us better.
Right. That's it.
That's the biggest issue.
That's it. Not popularity. Don't vote for people because of popularity. Yeah. Know their record.
Child, they vote for you for popularity.
That's what popular vote. Even they don't get in though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
how the hell? I'ma shut up. Drink
take your shot.
Cool.
Take your shot. Just take your shot. Just eat the cake, anime.
So did the order change after you drank that plum?
Yeah. So I'm here.
So the plum has
So the plum has taken second place
for you.
Yeah, and the Gay Kai Khan has taken third.
Okay.
So
I'm still the same.
Okay, so I'm going to say Calvin's the same because he really hasn't been indulging while we were talking.
My first order was my order.
Yeah, so you had the Taiku Black. Mm-hmm. You and Nina are the same.
Yeah, so yeah. Taiku.
The Black, the Plum, the Cucumber, yeah.
And then
and the Gay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have the Black, the Plum. The Gay and the Cucumber. That's what I got.
Okay.
So our second and third are just different.
Yeah. But we all agree on the Taiku.
Yes, black. The Black. Is it any more left?
I think it's just a little bit.
Well, go ahead and finish that off, honey.
Why you want me to finish it off? I'm starving like Marvin.
I am too. Does alcohol make people hungry?
Yes.
It makes me, I be starving.
Starving.
Oh, you had a lot. Oh, I thought it was just a little bit.
Talking about she had a little bit. She got two full glasses.
It's done.
Can you hand that to her and then she hand it back to you? No, like the glass.
Oh, for good luck?
Yeah. There you go.
Jesus.
Now hand it back to her.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to save this.
You're going to save the bottle?
Yeah, we're going to save the bottle.
But when we go to our new studio.
It's happening.
Because the people want to see our face. They love the videos. And I want to thank everyone for getting us to 500.
Yay! That was a nice surprise.
That was a nice surprise this week. We appreciate all of the love.
Woo-hoo. There's a face again. That's the face. It has nothing to do with what I said. That's going to do this stuff strong.
We appreciate all the love from our followers and the ones who've been riding with us from day one.
Yes.
We love y'all. Thank you so much. We have so much fun doing this every Sunday and inviting
every
y'all.
Sunday. But we got Friday this week, right? Yeah,
because we're going to Jigs.
Right? Jigging it.
Kimberly.
Jigging it.
We're going to Jigs Cigar Bar, and we're going to do a special podcast from there. We're going to do the Brown Bag Challenge from Jigs. Kim is going to be in charge of getting us four wines under $10. And we're going to match them up with some cigars, right?
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
It'll work out.
It works out.
Okay.
Because all we're going to do is smoke and drink. Smoke
and drink. Smoke and drink. Smoke.
Is that a Jeezy song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it is.
TM103, baby.
And so, coming up, we got another Supporter Sunday coming up pretty soon. In
already?
September. Yeah, Savannah Market.
Oh,
they
okay.
gifted us with four wines. So that's going to be soon. We're going to do a Bordeaux.
Okay, that's good.
By the end
good, yeah.
of September as well. And I don't know, maybe one more light wine before it gets cooler in Savannah.
Yeah. No? That works.
Okay. So
we need to secure a place on a yacht. Calvin.
Yacht life.
Okay. Yes. We can do a
Hopefully
podcast on
we
a
can
yacht.
Do one at Broughton Commons. I'm trying to get in contact with Mickey so that we can make that happen again.
Okay.
Because they have a wine room there.
It's nice,
and
too.
We yeah. want to go. You been? You been to the wine room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Woohoo.
I thought we were going to get through one podcast without that.
Look, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer. Because she always want to be so private. But what I want to put my
what?
Stuff on
no.
the air.
I'm open.
Girl. Stop.
I'm open with my life.
What are you only with the penis, man. Penis pick.
I don't have anybody else. Nobody loves me.
Everybody love you.
Everybody
you just don't love
you.
Them back. That's
everybody
the problem.
No, yes. no.
Everybody
no.
loves you.
You want me to ring out some names for you?
Please don't.
Okay. I'm about to ring them out, honey.
You don't know what she's talking about. Anyway.
I so, don't.
Let's go ahead on.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So you can purchase any of these Sakis locally. If you're in Savannah, they're at Habersham. And like I said, the most expensive was the Taku Black. And I think that one was like $11.99.
And that's still, that's not bad.
And that's
bad
not
at all.
Bad. It's not bad.
It's very
at all.
Good. Yeah. But I mean, when you.
We went through that bottle, though.
Yeah. It was, I don't, it's not, it won't last in my house.
Your ex don't drink?
See, this, see that? See, that's exactly what I'm saying. Y'all don't want me to bust her out, but she be all over with it. Pam, pam, like a paint.
I don't
the
have
bus
a
bus just keeps going around and around and around.
The wheels, right?
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and
Stop
round.
Telling these
the
business people my business. I mean,
girl, you already talked about your business. Everybody know you live with your ex-husband, so they ain't nothing new. They ain't nothing
because
new.
Because you.
No, because of you.
No, it's not because of me. Name dropper.
Oh, so special.
They really are.
It's only a temporary. Just temporary.
I'm going to help y'all out right quick.
What you about to do? You about to.
Put some music on, please.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
we got stuff to do.
Yeah.
You
okay,
can't
so,
just do that.
Yeah. So hit us up on Facebook or Instagram at Two Chicks Whining. That's T-W-O Chicks Whining. We do answer back to people. So
within 24 hours or less.
Or less. So if you got any wines you want us to try that we haven't tried, a brand, anything, just hit us up. You can also hit us up at twochickswhining@gmail.com.
Right.
And just let us know what you feel, how you like the show. If you are a business owner, if you want us to try one of your wines, hey, hit us up, DM us. We'll be happy to try anyone's wine and give our honest opinion because we are honest, right?
We are honest. We're going to give it to you.
Yeah,
I mean,
gonna give it to
yeah.
you.
Shout out to Frida Escobar, man. She always like our post first.
We love Frida.
Frida is like on it. Thank
Frida,
you, Frida.
We love Frida. We like DJ who said he's going to cook for us.
DJ
Denny.
What you cook? What you cooking, honey?
Whenever you come back to Savannah, we want a meal.
Yes.
Kim.
He need to be on the scene.
Kim Saxon, Lisa.
Lisa.
Who went to school with us. We love you, Lisa. So, Lisa, I mean, these are local people who always get showing us love. Yeah. As well as Cheap Wine Guy.
I wasn't going to mention him this podcast because they told me he had a girlfriend. So therefore.
So does that matter?
Yes, I mean, on camera, it matters.
He is a supporter of two so
he is a great supporter. Yeah. He is a great supporter.
So I'm giving him those shout outs.
Yeah, but I don't, you know.
Maybe he'll invite
us. Just stop at the shout out.
Listen.
Look at Linda.
Maybe he will invite us to Canada and we could go to some of the wineries because we have a lot of Canadians that are following us now.
Cheap Wine Guy will come.
We will come. Canada is beautiful. Canada is beautiful. We've been.
I can't stand Calvin. I can't stand him.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do nothing at all. Listen, Cheap Wine Guy. No disrespect, girlfriend.
Cheap Wine Girl. Wine Guy girlfriend.
Well, we don't even know if he has a girlfriend for real. That could have been like a girlfriend, like a friend. That's my homie. So, Cheap Wine Guy, if you do have a girlfriend, just go ahead and say it so I can, like,
so special.
Take my foot off the gas.
Would you please?
Could y'all end this? Because it's torture.
Okay.
We did good. We're not drunk. Did. We're not. Very good.
We are better than expected. Yeah. We are very hungry.
Calvin, what you got for us? Take us out. Child, take us out of here.
So,
beautiful mahogany, baby. You better get on this blackness.
Okay, so we are
two chicks
whining,
and we're out.